The next patient is James Durham. The last name is D-U-R-H-A-M. First name James, middle name A. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old white male. That has a history of microscopic hematuria that has been going on for more than 5 years. The nephritis evaluation that included the ANCA, A-N-C-A, anti-GBM, rheumatoid factor, ANA, proteinase, myeloperoxidase, phospholipase A2 receptor antibody, kappa lambda ratio, immunoelectrophoresis from the serum as well as the urine were negative. The patient developed a significant proteinuria, more than 2,500 milligrams per gram of creatinine. This patient was referred for a kidney biopsy in view of the negative workup, and in the light microscopy, we had 14 glomeruli in the sample. Four of them were globally sclerosed. There was one glomerular with an area of perihilar segmental sclerosis. The glomeruli were mildly enlarged with the pericapsular fibrosis. Period. The mesangium showed no significant increase in matrix deposition or cellularity. Period. There was no evidence of necrosis of crescent, C-R-E-S-C-E-N-T formation. Period. The glomerular capillaries showed normal thickness. There was interstitial fibrosis that was mild, and a tubular atrophy comprising approximately 20% of the biopsy specimen. Period. There was minimal interstitial infiltrate of lymphocytes. The tubules were dilated. There was evidence of proteinaceous casts that are present in the tubules without cellular reaction. A capillary lesion was present at the edge of the biopsy with focal SAMOMA bodies. SAMOMA, P-S-A-M-M-O-M-A, bodies, period. These SAMOMA bodies were discussed with the oncologist, Dr. Ahmed, because they are sometimes associated to tumors. And in the future, we are going to refer the case to oncology for evaluation. period. The immunofluorescence was negative, and the electron microscopy, there was no deposition of immune complexes. The glomerular basement membranes showed segmental corrugation, C-O-R-R-U-G-A-T-I-I-O-N, corrugation. The podocytes showed signs of injury with segmental microvillus transformation. There was mild effacement of the food processes. The final diagnosis, focal and segmental glomerulosclerosis per a Hiller variant. Mild glomerulosclerosis with mild interstitial fibrosis, 25% and 20% respectively. Mild arteriolonephrosclerosis, period. During the period, the paragraph, during the past evaluation, we have discussed a plant-based diet, and the reason was that the patient had an inflammatory process. In the past, he had a fatty liver that was diagnosed several years ago. He always had a tendency to hyperglycemia, and he had a metabolic syndrome. The presence of glomerular disease and the presence of a insulin resistance were treated with the suggestion of a plant-based diet in order to decrease the inflammation, decrease the animal protein intake and the toxins associated to industrial production of food. The patient has lost more than 10 pounds in body weight, and he's feeling stronger and feeling better. Period. Taking this into consideration, we are going to reevaluate the excretion of protein and the kidney function before we embark in a specific treatment for the focal sclerosis, for the focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. Period. The considerations in the treatment would be the administration of budesonide, B-U-D-E-S-O-N-I-D-E, versus ACTAR, A-C-T-H-A-R. Period. Following number, the patient has hematuria on and off. Following number, he has a chronic kidney disease that is a stage 3A that has remained stable. Following number, interestingly, the patient has had the administration of beta blockers and metimazole that is consistent with hyperthyroidism. And we notice that the tremor of the patient has been increasing. Period. The patient is evaluated by Dr. Maxwell's office. And we are going to make a point that this tapering down of the metimazole plus the fact that the cardiologist stopped the administration of beta blocker should be followed very closely in order to avoid thyroid storm. Following number, atrial fibrillation that could be related to atherosclerotic heart disease and certainly to hyperthyroidism. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease with congestive heart failure in the past that has been asymptomatic. Excuse me. Following number, fatty liver that is part of the metabolic syndrome. Following number, essential hypertension under control. We are going to reevaluate the case in 8 weeks with laboratory workup. Please send copies to Dr. Maxwell.